WKOYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
So glad you tuned in with Mother's Day just around the corner. And so many people, you know, getting that last minute gift for mom with chocolates, a card, flowers, whatever. But listen, hey, for some, Mother's Day, it really may be a day that's filled with grief and sorrow. Maybe grieving the loss of a mom or a grandma, or maybe even a spouse, or despite a strong desire to be a mother, many may remain single. And maybe some have been struggling for years with infertility or miscarriages. So it can be a difficult time. I do want to remind our listeners, though, we are, you know, in spite of all that, we are celebrating moms this weekend. And Joni DeBrito, Dr. Joni DeBrito with PhD, licensed counselor at Focus on the Family, joins us via the phone. She offers encouragement during the holidays like this. That can be a time of pain for some rather than celebration. But welcome into the broadcast, Dr. DeBrito. We're glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here as well.
Now, for those unfamiliar with you and you know what you're able to accomplish at Focus on the Family, I'll let you let them know a little bit more about what your place is there.
Sure. Focus on the Family provides a lot of great information for people who are wanting to be healthy in their marriages and families and also interact with the culture in a healthy way and from a Christian perspective. So we have many resources. We have broadcasts daily. We also have online at focusonthefamily.com articles on a variety of topics, as well as videos and broadcasts and a number of other kinds of things. And Focus definitely is involved in other things that are impacting the lives of Christians in the culture and trying to provide as much information as possible so that when people are faced with either challenges in life or just want to know how to be healthier, that they have those resources available and they know also how to respond to others who might be struggling in a Christ-like way.
Now, would you send them just simply to family.org, or is there anything more specific?
It's focusonthefamily.com. Okay. And especially for the kinds of topics that we're talking about today, there is a great page that they can go to find information on a variety of topics, and that's at focusonthefamily.com/resource/lists with the R and the L capitalized. So focusonthefamily.com/resources/lists.
Okay. And I mentioned in the introduction, you know, so many coming into a weekend like this, they're coping with some kind of a loss or mm-hmm. sorrow. What are some healthy ways to walk through that loss or sorrow as we head into the weekend?
Well, first of all, it's really helpful for people to be honest with the people around them they trust, people that are identified by them as support people, friends, family members, etc., and talk about the fact that, hey, this Mother's Day is going to be difficult for me because maybe I lost a child or a mother or a grandmother. Maybe I have been distant from a child because they are overseas or in the military or something, or maybe a child has said, hey, I don't want to have anything to do with you for a while, which is very painful for a mom. You also mentioned mothers dealing with or potential mothers or mothers already dealing with miscarriages and pregnancy losses, as well as those who are dealing with infertility or those who are still single and really desire to be married and have children. So those are just some of the things that can cause moms to feel very sad at this time, or potential moms to feel very sad. And it's helpful for them, again, to be honest with the people around them and also to think about ways that they can care for themselves so that the day is not so depressing for them.
Yeah, and you know, as I hear that, I think, I know, Dr. DeBrito, that there must be those that are like, I don't have that, there's not someone I can have that kind of trust, that kind of intimacy with, And what I would encourage them, and I'd be interested to hear from you, but pray that God would bring that person into your life, men and women. We all need that person that we can do that with.
Absolutely. And the other thing that you can do, sometimes people don't realize that help is available, so I encourage people to talk to pastors and others at their church. And you may find, if you are in that situation and you do that, that there are actually other people who have come forward and said, if other people are struggling in this way, I would like to talk, or they may have some sort of a lay ministry available, or they may have grief support groups as well. Sometimes people are not aware of the resources. But for those people who might not be aware or able to find any sort of help, I do want the listeners to know that Focus on the Family has a counseling department, and the counselors are available to provide consultations free, free of charge, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, so you can adjust the time per time zone. And the number to be able to request a call from a counselor is 855-771-4357, which is 771-HELP. And if you call that number, you'll get a representative who's not a counselor who will take some contact information and get the referral to the counseling department. So a counselor will call back within 48 business hours. So surely there are people who are listening who may not have that support and may have looked for support and not been able to find it in the community. And if so, there are people available at Focus on the Family to talk with.
Oh, that, yeah, and that's a great assistance. And, you know, we mentioned coming into Mother's Day, and that's a big part of the reason, Dr. DeBrito, that we've asked you to come on and talk about the resources available, whether the website or the phone. And although we're talking about Mother's Day, this is something that occurs on, I mean, you name the holiday. It's just something that's a kind of a regular thing throughout the year.
It sure is. And one of the things that people can do if they know people around them are struggling is just offer to spend some time with them.
Oh, yeah.
And empathize with how they're feeling and maybe try to think of some things to do that are really important to the person and something that the person enjoys so that they can spend some good time with them and not feel alone. The other thing that I really encourage pastors to do, while they are certainly celebrating moms and having maybe either a sermon or a luncheon or something else, is just to actually acknowledge verbally that even though we are here to celebrate moms today and we're so happy that there are many moms here and this is a joyous occasion, we need to acknowledge that it's not a joyous occasion for everyone. And I think that's something that pastors need to get in the habit of doing at Christmas time, at Thanksgiving, you know, any other holiday during the year, as you mentioned, to be able to just acknowledge that it might be a hard day, not a jubilant day for everyone. And that goes a very long way to helping people understand I'm not alone and people really do care and recognize that I'm hurting.
Yeah, how important, you know, you kind of touched on this, and I just from experience and practicing it, I'm kind of curious what you have to say about how important it is sometimes just to be there and listen, and if appropriate, give someone a hug.
Well, that is a magical thing, basically. To be there and listen is so important. So many people resist talking to people when they're hurting because they're afraid they're going to say the wrong thing or won't have the magical answer. And the truth is, there is no magical answer. When someone is hurting, there's not a list of things that, oh, say this, and that will make the person feel better, because everyone experiences their sorrow and grief differently. The best thing you actually can do is be with someone and just listen and not feel as if you have to have an answer. And what you'll hear from people is how much they appreciate the fact that you were willing to be with them and just let them vent or let them cry and hear, you know, what they had to say. If you feel as if something like praying for them or with them or a scripture comes to mind, there's something that you want to share, always ask permission. Mm-hmm. So you might say, there's a scripture that comes to mind that I think would be helpful. Would you like to hear it? And if they say no, don't share it, because that's their way of saying, I'm not in a place to hear scripture right now. You can certainly, you know, maybe share it at a later time, but it's the same thing with prayer as well. Yeah, you can pray for me, but no, I really don't want to pray right now. I'm kind of mad at God. And of course, God can take that, but you want to be respectful of where they are. And if they're not in a place to either pray or hear scripture, they need to have the permission to be able to tell you that.
Yeah, some of what I have over the years tried to practice is avoiding things like, oh no, I know how you feel, I understand, you know what
Good
you need,
you.
And you know what you need to do.
Yes.
Yes. And actually, sometimes, in all honesty, I'll say, you know, I just can't begin to imagine.
That goes a long way, and it also goes a really long way to make statements such as that are affirming. So you're saying things like, wow, you've really lost a lot, or this must be really difficult for you. I hear how hard this is. Just affirming what a person is showing you or telling you is super helpful. And I'll tell you, the biggest thing you have to resist is trying to say something that, again, is designed to make the person feel better, because those comments never go well. Yeah. They just don't.
Great. Well, listen, we've been talking with Dr. Joni DeBrito, a PhD licensed counselor, focus on the family, as we enter into the weekend and Mother's Day. And the content that we just shared, later today, we'll have that posted, so you can revisit it or share it with someone who you think maybe needs to hear it. And Dr. DeBrito, don't be a stranger. We'd be happy to have you back on again to encourage our listeners. I think it was an encouragement. We absolutely appreciate your time and everything that Focus on the Family does for the listeners in New Mexico.
Well, you're welcome. I'd be happy to come back anytime.